The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop 4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after 2B Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, Bea Jemine.
And now, in a bowl, the doll's head got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
What's Batch smoking? Wedding coop. Yes.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show!
I'm working on my 12 Days of Christmas list. Last year, Dad told me that if I did everything on the list, I could have whatever I wanted for Christmas. And this year, all I want for Christmas is for Dad to come home.
Well, as you know, he just started, and he's a yellow belt. But man, he's a quick study. That kid is tough.
He got that from his father. The physical toughness.
Yeah, I have to earn my black belts by Christmas, and I have to teach myself.
What? Jesse, a black belt by Christmas?
And he thinks if he gets a black belt, it'll bring his dad back?
I just saw that. I'm telling you, he's alive. I need to get that black belt.
You know.
What? Because I'm having nightmares? Yeah. Yeah, and your kid's having nightmares too. Did you know that?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film and do an audio commentary slash watch along for it. This is episode number 47, and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I am your host, Super Marcy, and welcome everybody to the madness that is Tubi. We are going to be doing movie number 3 for our Christmas movies theme in December. And of course, I am joined by my lovely co-hosts, and I'm changing things up now. Please welcome the Canadian portion of the podcast. He is a professor, and we love him for it. Please welcome Professor Batch. Hi, Batch. How's it going?
Good day. Yeah, Beat, I get introduced first after like what you pulled last week with that bullshit movie.
Yes.
First of all, Bean's not here. He told me you fired him. So he said, you know what, Louise Lasser, you should come in and be the new co-host of 2B Tuesdays. I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner, and I'm ready to go.
Louise,
yeah,
okay.
But do you have the rotary phone?
I challenge you to stick around the entire episode.
Okay, well, I'll see how far I go, because I know you fired Bean. And now he's over in the psych ward with my son Todd, so maybe I might stick around a little bit. I'll see how it all goes.
But make sure the rotary phone better be there, otherwise, I don't know.
It's right here, right now. Just hold on 1 second. I gotta make a call, so give me like 2 hours. Okay.
Louise, while you make the call, can you order us some fried chicken, please?
Yeah. I'll do that right now. So I'll call KFC and then McDonald's, and I'll get them to deliver to all of us all over the world.
Speaking of KFC, I got to cut a promo on Canadian KFC. What bullshit it is. I actually ordered it last week, and I demanded my money back. It was absolutely disgusting.
That is not good. We need to send you the good old-fashioned Australian KFC.
Yeah, I mean, I need that good Australian KFC.
Does it
come with a bloomin' onion?
It comes with your own red wine and rotary phone vacuum cleaner. Yeah,
it's the Louise Lasser holiday pack.
It is. Exactly. It is
exactly every single like Louise Lasser gift bag comes with its own rotary phone, its own vacuum cleaner, a bottle of red wine, and also just me going this. And also a pumpkin pie as well, so we should get smash all over the wall.
It's worth it just for the cleaning supplies.
Mm.
Exactly.
I could use a new vacuum cleaner, to be honest. But
on that note, yes. What movie are we doing this week, Marcy?
Yes, on that note, apparently this is our third co-host, Louise Lasser, and Bede was fired for Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny. Nah, not on. But anyway, this
leave it to us to fire somebody at Christmas.
Yes, I know. Like, no job, go away. We're doing Christmas movies, and to keep up with us being random and our love of one of our favorites that we've watched on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast with Eric Roberts, I found something that features him, and it is called A Karate Christmas Miracle. So,
is this related to that kindergarten karate movie we watched earlier?
It might be. We could pretend it is, because I think that could work. But this film, let me just say, this film has a very bizarre plot, and I'm not sure if we're prepared for this. So, I'm gonna read this from Letterboxd. Okay. Be prepared. It could only happen on Christmas. After his father disappeared during a mass shooting on Christmas Day 1 year earlier, 10-year-old precocious Jesse Genesis creates a 12 days of Christmas list of tasks. If he completes them all, including teaching himself to become a karate black belt, he believes his father will return on Christmas. Jesse's sophisticated workaholic mother, Abby, believes her husband was lost in the shooting, but has a glimmer of hope through visions that Jesse reports to her. After Abby enlists the aid of an eccentric psychic turned law professor, a roller coaster thriller ensues where the trio unravel a mystery that no one expected and maybe, just maybe, witness the delivery of a miracle that can only happen on Christmas.
Okay, Louise, tell Bede he's not fired. We're going to need him for this one.
Okay, first of all, I was going to say, like, this movie sounds even way more bizarre for me, so I don't think I'll stick around. So I might chime in every now and again, but you know what? I'll go get that Bede and let him come and host the show. Okay, Bede, are you there? You can come back and host now. You're rehired.
Thanks, Louise. Oh, hello, everybody.
We didn't say you were rehired. We just need to say we needed you for this one.
Yeah. Wow.
Actually,
This is a trial period. Yeah. Yes.
Although I did bring a friend who I think might help out for this episode, because this movie sounds so crazy that we only need somebody who is just as crazy as this movie. And let me introduce. Oh, he's coming in. He's at the door now, so let me open
okay.
up.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. It's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, hey. Hey, Nicolas Cage.
Apparently, somebody found my script that I wrote while I was on the toilet one day and then decided to make it into a movie.
I just watched a trailer of you playing you in that movie.
Exactly. Yes. It was the hardest acting challenge of my life was playing Pedro Pascal.
Oh, true.
Wait. Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, very. Well, amazing.
Exactly.
Can't wait to see that movie.
Indeed. Like, everyone's thinking I played myself, but I was actually playing Pedro Pascal.
I predict we will do that movie one day on this show.
We will. We will. And you can co-host Mr. Cage.
Exactly. So I was just going to say, this movie I wrote because it was my autobiography. This happened to me when I was young, and I'm very looking forward to everyone finding out what they think of this biopic on the early life of Nicolas Cage.
Awesome. Well, this movie actually co-stars Eric Roberts and Martin Cove, so we'll see how that pans out for us.
Exactly. So I might leave right now, but I'll come back and chime in with my thoughts on the movie.
Okay, awesome.
Good day, goodbye.
Okay, cheers. Love you, Mr. Cage. Oh,
and I'm back.
Oh, fuckhead's back. All right.
Yes. I'm back on a temporary basis, mainly for this movie. I have to prove myself if I'm worthy to come back as a full-time co-host. But before we get started on this movie, lay down the ground rules as per usual on every show.
Yes. And then you go away.
Exactly. What everyone needs to do,
Marcy,
is...
It's Christmas.
Exactly. Oh, ho, ho, ho. This is the Christmas miracle I've been looking for. But anyways, so what you need to do, all our listeners, if you have Tubi,
look up the film Karate Christmas Miracle. I know it's playing on certain places on Tubi, so however though, there's a if it's not playing in your Tubi in your part of the world, there is a good way how you'll be able to do that. So stick around to the end of this episode to hear our sponsor, Surfshark, who will help you and provide you to be able to access this film on Tubi in your part of the world. But that being said, go to Tubi, look up the film Karate Christmas Miracle, and we'll be starting the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, we'll play the movie, and then that way play the movie when we say go, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, based on our previous episodes of the show, if this movie is not playing in your part of the world, or you have no interest in watching the movie, the audio commentary itself will still be a fun listen to regardless. Now, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, then that way you pause the film, and then once the ads are over, we'll let you know. But we'll also make sure to give timestamps, so that way you can still continue to be in sync with us as we're watching the film.
Mm-hmm. Any other podcast would edit that out. Us, we don't edit shit.
Exactly.
We don't edit shit.
Because we're here to give everybody the full Tubi experience. Yeah. And seeing that this we're watching it on US Tubi, I expected at least this 80-minute movie to go for about 4 hours.
Especially after
It's actually exactly. Aussie Tubi, I might add. It's on Aussie Tubi.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. So this movie is playing everywhere on Tubi, including Australia Tubi.
Bring on the sexy ads.
Yeah, exactly. My fingers are crossed for the sexy ads for this kids movie, apparently.
Exactly. But all right. I'll count us down, and then when I say go, we play the movie. So Marcy, Batch, Louise Lasser, and Nicolas Cage, and all our other characters out there, including the one who shall be not named, who starts with the letter K, are we all ready?
Oh, he sent me to experience. He sent me a doom M and saying he is not appearing on the show if Louise Lasser is 50 feet within the building. So we're
sorry. Yeah.
Well, I guess in that case, are we ready to experience a Christmas miracle with a Karate Christmas Miracle?
Yes.
Alrighty. Yes. Let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm just going to say right off the bat, this movie is already better than the shit we watched last week.
Because it has actual production values, even though it's only the first 10 seconds.
Yep. Okay. Has more production
values. So as we do on this show, we link this movie to the one we watched last week. So are we linking it to the Santa Claus Stuck on the Beach or the Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah, true. Which thing did we actually link it to?
Well, we'll have to link it to... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, well, while we try to think of it, Batch, are you smoking this week? And what is it, if you are?
Batch is not smoking this week.
There we go.
Yes.
What's Marcy smoking?
What's Marcy smoking?
This movie.
Oh, yes. Hey now.
Yep. But, Bede, you can come up with the linkage for this.
Yes, I could do that, but I'm really put off by this obvious drone shot that's happening right now.
It's a Christmas drone.
Christmas drone. This movie had a $10 higher budget than Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
It's a Christmas salad.
That's all the food they could afford for this movie.
Yes.
The Christmas Bunny's getting the Christmas salad.
Yes.
That was a shot.
Yeah, that was a weird shot. That was like a post-production shot. Like it was shot backwards and they like zoomed in post-production.
Yeah. So, who are our characters right now?
Jesse.
Jesse, where are you?
Jesse,
where are you?
Missing.
Wow.
Where is Jesse? Why is he naming off countries?
He's trying to help Santa get off the beach.
Yes. See, I think I figured out the link. This kid was one of the kids who was trying to help out Santa Claus at the beach in Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Why do all the autograph? Why do all the framed pictures have like no background? He resigned.
They're basically like airport, like, you know, passport photos.
Is that meant to be the kid's deceased father?
Yeah, that's his 12 days of Christmas list.
It's a picture of him in heaven.
And is this his sister, his babysitter? Who is this?
It's actually his mum.
It's his sister.
Is it really?
No, not really. No, it's his sister.
Oh, God. She looks 12.
Look at that pillow there. It's a pillow of a snowman. Like behind the sister. You can't see it now, but you will in a second. See, there's Christmas stuff everywhere in this house. Are we sure this wasn't shot in the
Foley house? I was just about to make that joke, B.
It's his mum!
No!
It's his sister mother. They're Mormons.
He calls her mum!
She's like only 14 years old. This is creeping me out.
That's a hard Canadian 17.
What is going on?
Look at that pillow. Look at it.
I was too busy screaming. What was your joke, Beat?
I forgot what it was now.
It's okay. We'll probably repeat it in 20 minutes.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to hear back on this episode after this podcast and be like, oh, that was the joke I was going for. Now I'm kicking myself for not saying it.
Meanwhile, in someone's garage.
Yes. This is the same garage out of. This is the same garage as the gym. This is the gym out of Boyka.
Yeah.
It's the same orphanage.
She is not a mum. She is like an older sister. That is.
Did you see the dad in the photo? He looked at least 60. What is going on?
Exactly.
It's one of those type of Utah families.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the guy that plays the dad is the guy that wrote this.
And he also wrote a spin-off movie to this called A Wrestling Christmas Miracle.
That has no wrestlers in it. I checked.
Good, that means I don't have to do it for the wrestling tapes.
Yeah. And for context, for people who aren't watching the movie, he's learning karate, I'm guessing?
Jiu-jitsu. Go it
alone? Or whatever, yes. And he's trying to earn his black belt to do it by Christmas. The mum's sister, whatever, is watching him.
The daughter, sister, mother.
Yeah, whatever, I don't know. 5 days from now. Oh, wow, Christmas is in 5 days. Wait, what?
Eric Roberts!
It's my daughter! What's going on? But I don't know, this just switched to something with a woman and Eric Roberts and I'm confused.
It's a random clip of a different movie.
This is a clip from one of the Stalked by My Doctor sequels.
It might be.
It's a crossover. Come here
tonight. What is going on?
What is this? This is like a different movie. What? Holy shit, what was that? It was like an evil clown. What was that?
What is this? Who is he?
And also the sides of the screen are distorted, as you can see. Look, is this a dream scene?
What? Whoa. Jesus!
No, wait, so the person who
this movie
did the shooting?
This escalated quickly. I'm into it.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Is in such bad taste.
Yeah, because it's obvious, because it's the newspaper clipping said a killer clown shot up people in a movie theater. And what? And that's obviously this is making a reference to the Aurora shooting massacre. Mm. What is going on? This is a bad taste.
Not okay. Was this the kid's dream though? Like, is Eric Roberts meant to be the devil? Is he controlling Christmas? What was any of this?
He's really Santa Claus.
Is he the narrator? Is he? I'm scared.
I'm convinced the dad.
I miss Dr. Beck.
So basically, the dad was at this movie theater where a shooting massacre happened. He disappeared. Maybe there's a good reason why he disappeared, because he didn't want to deal with these kids. He went for a pack of cigarettes and never came back.
Maybe he was the clown? Or maybe the cops were after him for marrying a 12-year-old?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we figured it out.
That would be an amazing twist if he was the killer.
I wouldn't put it past this film. Oh, he's actually knocked some stuff off this list. What the hell?
Art the Clown says. Art the Clown says those are some rookie numbers on that shooting, by the way.
Yeah. Art the Clown was like, what? I didn't do this.
I want to see
Art the Clown. Look, there's no trace of him.
I want to see Art the Clown in a Christmas.
Look, there's a photo of that woman in that sequence we saw before in that newspaper.
I really wish Art the Clown was in this.
Why is there so much Christmas decorations in the dad's office?
We'll pitch it to Tubi and Terrifier Christmas.
Yeah.
A Terrifier Christmas miracle.
Starring Ted Raimi as the nerd.
Yes.
And the priests from Hell Baby.
Yes.
Yes, our favorite.
And Wolf Cop.
What's with all the cuts yes. the black? What's going on?
I don't know. My movie's froze.
Oh no.
The movie stopped at 8 minutes and four. Oh, and, it's because of that!
We're at 8:14 for some morning fresh.
Which sounds like a feminine fresh. Product.
Because, like, this ad is perfection because after watching this first 8 minutes, you want to wash yourself clean from everything that you just witnessed with this movie.
And some now we're on an ad for food.
Yeah, what type of food, though?
I don't know.
It's only $10. Because
you can't overcook a Christmas. Oh, of course, it's Aldi's!
What's Aldi's?
Yes.
We don't have Aldi's. 8 minutes and 17 seconds.
What is Aldi?
Aldi is basically like this, I believe, German-owned supermarket chain here in Australia. But like all their food products and items are basically like the lowest of prices. And they're actually surprisingly good.
Okay.
It's like an Australian-German-owned company.
Yeah, because it comes from like, it's different brands and stuff. So, but it's actually pretty good. Where are we? Who are these people? How many Christmas karate miracles has this kid done?
Look at her tie. What? That is...
Why is she showing it off?
What class is this?
I don't know. All right, kids. Now we're going to look... I'm going to teach you all how to write the craziest Christmas movie you could ever imagine.
Louise, is this you teaching this class?
Yes, it is. Because before this class, I drank a whole bottle of red wine. Actually, I drank two, maybe three. And then I came into this class. I actually took the wrong turn, walked in this class, and everyone just assumed I was a teacher. So I started teaching them how to write a crazy movie called Blood Rage, which has my son Todd. And basically, I showed the movie in this class. I'm like, if you're going to get into screenwriting, you got to learn how to write an insane movie like this.
The ironic thing is, next door is Phone Repair 101.
And that was the one I was looking for, but I ran into the wrong class. All these students look terrified.
Wouldn't you be?
I would be.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what this has to do with anything.
This is so random.
And I might add, looking up the actress who plays the mum in this, it says her age range or what she plays is 17 to 27. So.
But her son's like 12 years old.
How does that work?
I know.
So she's like 17. She had the child at 5 years old.
Apparently.
What is going on?
I don't think it's her kid.
I don't know, it's just a stepmom, maybe. I don't know.
What is this thing? She is totally going Louise Lasser right now.
She's Southern Louise Lasser.
Yeah, she's like just going on a whole this tirade and. She's basically becoming a female anti-vaxxer conspiracy theory character. All right, everyone, here's what's going on in the class. First of all, everyone knows if you go into a classroom, they're going to teach nothing but liberal commie or hippie politics and tell you to take a vaccine, which don't exist because the virus doesn't exist. And even syringes don't exist, so you can't take one because it's all created by CGI work from Hollywood.
You, the kid in the back with the karate dojo, I'm glad you're not wearing a mask like those liberals here.
And why did that kid come into the class? Why did we need all that for the class? What is this?
It's almost as like they just started shooting this teacher character and basically let her go on for 20 minutes uninterrupted and uncut.
Best line. And I don't know why you're here. Neither do we.
No, we don't know what any of this is, and I'm pretty sure this office is actually the director's closet, maybe.
It wouldn't surprise me.
The director or the writer or one of the actors, they just used it. Question in my glass. They just, like, you know, put over way too many Christmas decorations to really point out this is Christmas.
Well, here's the thing what I'm looking at right now. Basically, there's only two bits of trivia on this movie on its trivia page on IMDb. And the first one being, at the time of the movie shooting, poor choice of words right there, the 10-year-old child star, Mario Del...
Jesse, come and interrupt my class, but why didn't you have him come in here with us?
Blue belt in karate. Now okay. He's beyond that.
Hold on, we got some exposition here. She went to 16 into a psychic thing.
The psychic told me that I would get
married, have one son. What the hell?
And that my husband would go on a journey
to death.
This is really bizarre.
He would tell me he would go to the movies, but then he went to Utah to get another sister wife.
He used to tell me anything else.
Yeah. So the kid in this movie was a blue belt or something? Because you kind of cut out for me, at least.
Yeah, he was a blue belt who is now beyond the...
anything about my psychic past stuff. Now, I don't even have
She's not having it.
How did you find me, by the
way? Mm-hmm.
Everyone in my profession says I'm a very resourceful woman.
Oh, what's her possession? What's her profession?
Are we going to find out?
Why don't you guess?
What's...
She's very stone cold faced.
Southern Louise Lassa ain't having any of her real shit.
No. She's not happy. She doesn't like this psychic stuff, but...
Holy shit, I just realized that's the same office as the dad's.
All I could see, and I don't want
it's the same set!
Yeah, it's in someone's closet, it's basically.
It's another room of the house that he had one building to shoot in.
It's just filmed from a different, like, angle.
And also, that's the same wood, the same, like, shelving in the background. Just put in a different spot.
Because I don't want to remember any of it.
This scene is going on way too long.
So basically, from what I'm gathering, is this teacher, I guess, may have survived the shooting?
I don't know.
I think the teacher's psychic.
Oh.
And she was pissed off about another psychic?
What brought me here? The spirits brought me here.
The spirits brought her there. Okay, cool.
Is Eric Roberts the spirits?
Yes.
Is Eric Roberts the evil spirit of Christmas?
Yeah.
I am so confused.
Leave, okay? You know. What? Because I'm having nightmares? Your son is having nightmares too. Did you know that?
I'm having nightmares.
What is this? I'm having a waking nightmare.
I had nightmares last week after watching fucking Santa Claus and their fucking ice cream buddy.
I still haven't recovered from that fucking experience. Oh my god, I don't know what's going on!
There's so much Christmas decorations all over her table!
That's why I'm sensing clowns.
Like, why?
I don't know.
We get the hint, it's Christmas time!
I've never seen anyone just, like, put so many decorations on their desk at a workplace.
Of just Christmas.
Yes.
Come to Canada.
I'm just kind of known as the wacky professor around here.
Yeah, well, no shit, you're known as the wacky professor.
I'm known as I'm the wacky professor. I've sometimes got a southern accent, sometimes I don't. My son Todd doesn't like it.
I know.
Found an alleyway. Right, Louis Lassa, is that you, my dear ex-husband?
Louise, what are you doing? I thought I was done with you last week.
First of all, Lewis, you know, you don't visit your son Todd at the psych ward.
Todd is dead to me. Reason. He was the bad kid.
first of all, that is why he's going on a murderous rampage. I mean, all the evidence suggests it's actually really Terry doing all the killing, but we all know that it's really Todd, because he's the weird one.
I never wanted to go to the drive-in. You forced me to go to the drive-in with those two punk kids.
I just want to be a good time. We can have the kids in the back, and they can hear us hump in the front seat while we're drinking red wine and play with our rotary phone all night.
Enough with the phones. I canceled my phone.
All right, well, I'll come back when you're really nice and tepid, and I'm just going to keep looking around for that Craven boy. I know he's here somewhere. I'll be right back.
I'm going to want Craven to stay away from you.
I can't help
you. He's got...
See, as we're doing this bit, this scene is still going.
And why is there a knife? I'm sorry I'm screaming. I'm confused.
I haven't been as confused and bewildered by a film since Night Killer.
They're a knife!
It's what? A knife.
Is she an Alco?
Hey, who wants a pizza?
Hey, we're back in the same room office area.
Have a fucking birdhouse, mom, sister.
I like how she's like, what's this, Jesse? Mom, it's a fucking birdhouse. What do you think it is? No, mom, it's a doghouse. No, it's a fucking birdhouse, mom. Mom, yeah, sister, daughter, pizza. Mother.
The pizza's here. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my god. Like, what? What is this?
Is what Eric Roberts?
Is this?
Is Eric Roberts Freddy Krueger? What is going on?
I don't know.
I'm convinced this is a different movie.
See, this is like Santa Claus and the Ice Cream Bunny. They shot half of one movie and just had footage of a different movie and just inserted it in.
Who are these people?
They ribbed Eric Roberts. They thought he was going to be in a horror movie, and they just shot his footage in one day, and then they put it in the real movie.
Yes. He's not acting like he's rolling around. He's like, oh, Dad, oh.
Don't want you to get hurt. Mom, I'm tough.
Mom.
I don't want
to. Tough.
Mom.
Mom, sister, daughter, whatever. I'm tough.
Where I prove that I earned my black belt.
I think we really needed this to be a sister.
Yeah. It would only make sense. These are just dreams you're actually, having. She's younger than him.
Yeah, I reckon.
He's a hard Canadian 30.
I was about to make that same joke.
Fine, you tell me exactly what happened.
My god. I am so confused. Why does this kid's broom look like a hospital?
You're so young, Jesse. I had you when I was 5 years old.
Daughter's at the theater trying to make a constitutional argument about guns. How did you know
that? What 10-year-old is gonna say, let's have a constitutional argument about guns?
Gravy speaks.
Oh, look, it's Rooney Mara. Oh, wait, that's not her.
No, no, it's not.
What? Where are we?
Who is this?
Obviously, it's not Thanksgiving. It's December.
Could you have any more Christmas trees?
What? She's talking to Louise Lasser about Thanksgiving.
No.
Yeah. She's getting all her tips on what to do for Christmas from Louise Lasser.
And there's the dad in one of his posed photos again.
And that's the same photo from The Office.
Pull that off. By making Santa Claus.
What are we watching?
So what we're gonna do, we're gonna stick Santa Claus on the beach and get rid of all the reindeer so he's not gonna be able to go anywhere.
And then she's talking about gravy a lot on the phone.
I'm
gravy
pretty sure. Roast meat, wait.
Gravy on chicken, gravy on rope, on cold chicken.
I got excited because I thought her phone cover was Christmas, but it's not.
It was just yesterday.
But the monkey is.
School, living next door.
Sorry.
It's okay. Probably the only thing in this entire room that doesn't have something Christmas related on it.
You know, it was perfect when you called because I really need cash for presents.
What the?
How's she gonna earn that cash? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Her hair is so blonde that it almost looks white. It's almost the same color as her skin.
Bede, you need that wig.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember your husband, Bob. He was a really cool guy.
I wish my hair went that blonde when I was trying to bleach it so I could put a color in it, but no. Anyway, that's beside the point.
I mean,
this talking scene is going to go for probably 20 minutes, and
all the talking scenes are going to go for like 20 minutes each.
They only had like 10 minutes of Eric Roberts footage. They have to sprinkle
that to make the movie around it.
No, because... well, my favorite bit of trivia about Eric Roberts, and I think a mutual friend of ours, Marcy, told us about is the reason why Eric Roberts is in so many movies, like makes like 20, 30 movies in 1 year. It's because his real life wife is also his manager, basically wants to get him out of the house so he can just stop smoking weed at home all day.
Teaching himself to be a black belt in karate.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
But that would not surprise me if it was true.
Well, to be fair,
I think it was. To be fair,
that's kind of how I spend my days.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's how we all spend our days.
We haven't had a to be fair yet, so I felt to give it up.
I don't know what's going on in this fucking movie. Fuck off.
To be fair,
do something, movie. Oh god, the kid's dad died and she didn't put him in grief counseling. Ugh, no wonder this shit's happening.
So why is it that this blonde woman looks more like a mum than she does?
I don't know.
She at least looks older. She looks at least 12 years old.
They couldn't Photoshop a background for those photos.
Nope. It wasn't in the budget.
I'm sure it works for others.
They spent all the budget on Christmas decorations. From the $2 shop.
Which they got on clearance at the dollar shop.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanna live forever. Oh wait, wrong song.
Wrong song. Oh, wrong movie.
Oh wait, now in the course of one day he's gone from yellow belt to blue belt.
Yeah, that's because all he's doing is sleeping and learning karate or whatever.
This movie...
And there's nobody else there except for this other kid he's fighting and also the teacher.
He's fucking choking this kid out.
He is.
This movie needs a No Retreat, No Surrender training montage.
Yes.
Applesauce is amazing these days.
Now she's talking about more food.
Maple syrup, cinnamon.
What are they making?
Applesauce is fucking amazing.
I think we're on an ad. We're at 23:53, and we're not even halfway through yet, because all we've had is talking.
Indeed. We haven't got an ad yet, because it's taking... Oh, here we... Oh, it's
morning
a...
fresh again.
It's more morning fresh.
Because we feel so dirty. Even though this is dishwashing liquid, we need to clean ourselves from this movie.
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, morning
and,
fresh. What is this at? Hello Fresh!
Mrs. Batch and I are big fans of HelloFresh, so HelloFresh, feel free to sponsor this podcast.
Yes.
We might have to ring him up after the show. Oh, and we're back.
23:56. We are back to business.
I'm sorry. Oh, the husband is calling her.
What?
Where the hell have you been? You went to a movie 3 months ago.
Who's this?
Sorry, honey. I went to go get a pack of cigarettes.
Where did you find his phone?
Oh. Someone found his phone?
It's me, Louis Lassa. I found your phone. I want to make sure my wife Louise doesn't get it, because she keeps calling you and will never leave you alone.
Maybe he just wants... That's why she has to use the rotary phone. Takes longer.
Exactly. I was going to say, to be fair, Louise Lassa is allergic to... cell phones, she prefers rotary phones, because you can finger those all night long.
Larceny, trespassing. And then if you get the numbers wrong, you have to start again.
Exactly.
Why are we with this lady again?
So what is the responsibility of the prosecutor?
Who's she talking to?
Where are we?
She's totally queen of the Karens.
Now... I am going... Because we talked about this pre-show, we're thinking about doing this... Maybe. Ooh. Look at that close-up shot.
What?
Whoa! Whoa! It's the clown killer.
What is this? Was that meant to be the dad? Yeah. She's teaching one person.
This girl really wants the word.
Go home. It's almost Christmas. Go home.
What is this?
Her class that day is why you don't have to wear a mask earlier at Whole Foods.
This was the only class that semester where unvaccinated people could come.
I'm so confused.
I was going to say, I'm thinking this psychic teacher, I'm going to put her up as a supporting actress nominee.
Does she make the Hall of Fame? That is to be determined.
Yes.
Oh, look, another location besides the office.
Now look at the sister daughter mum's hat. It's so big, it's like sliding off her head.
Is this meant to be a soup kitchen?
I think so.
What is... What?
Diner, this is like a diner.
Diner slash soup kitchen.
What is going on?
It's my dad when he comes home.
Well, how about with your mom now?
So he just thinks his dad's coming home.
You know, if I get a black belt, my dad will come home.
Oh, that's a pickup line. Want to help me practice my karate?
Do I look like Jay?
Motherfucker?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Also, what the hell are you doing running a soup kitchen in my diner? Get the fuck out.
What is this?
Jay's a letter of the alphabet, and I don't think I look like a letter.
Yeah.
It's also a bird.
What the hell is this?
What dialogue is this? He's going on his name's Jay, and he's going on about, like, Jay is the letter of the in an alphabet, and there's, like, other words beginning with J, like, and a bunch of other stuff.
I don't get that.
And he was also a basketball player, like, 40 years ago. Like yourself. But I don't like basketball. I run a diner.
If this is a soup kitchen, why are those two women back there, they don't look poor and homeless.
I don't know.
They're taking pictures for Instagram.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Why do I get a scary feeling Kirk Cameron's gonna show up any second now?
Oh god.
He's gonna show up with a banana.
Hey, he still owns this place. Oh my god, I don't know what is going on.
This is so random. What is going on?
Hi, I'm Jay, and I apologize.
Oh, I thought he was Jay! This guy's
name's Jay! Hi, I'm Jay, and I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, God! What is this? Okay, so he found the phone.
Found it under the booth.
Oh.
It was at the booth at this place called the Kissy Cat Club.
He was so generous at this time.
I am so confused.
It was under the nudie booth.
Nothing else for him to do.
He cleaned it up before he handed it to her.
I was going to say, like, I found the day because that was the day where I was working my previous job as a jizz mopper at that club.
Ew.
It had so much cum on it.
I'm really sorry.
Just all of the cum.
Just don't put, like, ultraviolet rays on it, because there still might be stains all over it.
Oh my god.
Oh, for a second there.
I know, it was a different phone.
Professor?
Oh god.
Oh god.
Are you having a psychic vision?
Self-defense.
What?
Wait.
So the knife that the professor has, she had a psychic vision... Saying, like a vision saying that the knife was used in defense at the shooting?
If this kid doesn't beat the shit out of this clown with his karate, then...
What's going on?
What is this?
The yellow belt symbol.
Is this?
What?
What is this?
It's like this random scene of him talking about the origins of the yellow belt, and there's like shot all karate belt, and there's like superimposed rotoscoping shots of fields of flowers, birds flying in the sky.
What is this?
He's like legit going through, and he's going through all of them and seeing what each belt's color signifies, and it's like showing us in visual form, like a visual aid.
The blue
blue sky.
Why?
What does this have anything to do with the story?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm learning something about the symbolism of the belt, but what's the point of all this?
I don't know. And we're just back to normal with a weird Christmas plant on the wall for some reason. So can
you cut a kid a break? That's that weird plant thing that we saw in Santa's Little Helper.
What was that?
The kid's like, so can you get a kid a break? Are you gonna show me your boobs or what?
So now the psychic professor knows what a red belt is and what that signifies? With his
knowledge and his... I don't know what is going on! He has to be cautious and red is next for Jesse.
Do you want to know about the brown belt? Now she's going on about the symbolism of the belt!
What is this?
It's sort of a... Is this a documentary on belts?
The brown belt,
karate belt.
The brown belt's when you eat a lot of KFC and then you can't make it to the bathroom.
And that greatness is the black belt?
Yes.
She's the psychic teacher has crazy eyes. She's freaking me out.
The people are not even like doing karate. I don't know what they're doing. It looks like they're doing amateur wrestling. You're right there.
You almost broke me then, Marcy.
That's not how karate works.
Yeah, you don't roll around on the floor with karate. Unless it's a porno. Middle of a lecture, because you seem to come to me at the most
times. What does any of this have to do with my husband?
Exactly.
Bob. What? Holding
this. What?
I wasn't even looking for it.
So it's not even her husband's knife.
I don't know.
At least I think it is, because I'm trying to read the subtitles and watching this movie and commentating at the same time, so we know what the fuck is going on. But even then, I'm still confused. And is it 2020?
It's not like, you know. I don't understand any of this movie.
Nope.
At all. Not even remotely a little bit.
This psychic teacher has Louise Lasser energy. I'm telling you all right now.
It's Louise Lasser.
Yeah. I don't know why these scenes are taking like 100 years either. In themselves.
I can imagine the director's like, okay, extras, just go around and pretend you're pushing each other to the floor. That's karate, right? Right?
It's the women lesbian jujitsu class.
No, what is going on? The universe are trying to teach you something, Abby. Oh my god. Your husband thinks you didn't even know, maybe even surprise you. I'm so confused.
Oh my gosh. Is this gonna be one of those movies like the sister, daughter, mother, and the son are trying to find out what happened to the dad, and it's them discovering like who their dad was? What is this?
What?
Martin Cove!
Oh, hi, Martin Cove.
I'm Graham Palace.
What is this?
Hey, everyone, it's Martin Cove, and I'm taking a break off the set of Cobra Kai to come and make this shitty movie for 5 seconds.
Look at that mustache. Spending most of
our time. What is this? Who's this blonde lady? Who is he?
Turns out
he's in the screen.
They had
are we here?
They had more stuff for Eric Roberts to film, but he was already gone, so they had to get Martin Cove to finish it. Happy
birthday. Exactly. And Aurora.
As your birthday gift. Oh my god, no.
That woman's name was Aurora. What the fuck?
This is fucked. I do not condone this movie for doing this at all.
Screw you.
Why do I get... You
Jesus Christ.
Why do I get the feeling this is going to be a pro-gun movie by the end of this film?
I don't know. Marcy, I don't know what this movie's about.
Marcy, did you see this one?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god.
And he put the mask back on.
Is he the clown killer?
I don't know.
Who is this lady? Why are we in the theater?
Where's the Miz to save us?
What is this? Who are these people? Are they ghosts? Who are they?
I don't know what this is.
just like going, rolling around.
In this kid's bedroom hospital room.
That's how I sleep. How do you know that?
In your hospital bedroom.
Yep.
Oh, little sister, I had a bad nightmare.
Oh, wait, I forgot you're my mom.
Or my grandmother, I don't know.
So, these are the kids' dreams? Or what the fuck?
On his birthday.
Christmas wasn't your father's birthday.
That's not what I was talking about.
Pay his attention, kid. Mom.
Oh my god.
What does Palace's father have to do with daddy?
Oh my god.
Me this year like Aurora's father had for her life.
Oh my god, what is going on?
But I have to earn my black belt like Aurora earned the theater.
What?
I'm confused. What is this? Why? Why are we not even halfway through?
We're not even halfway through. Oh my god.
What? This is somehow... Santa and the Ice Cream Buddy is not as convoluted with its plot as it is with this film.
Somehow.
Guys, I wasn't going to smoke this week, but fuck it.
Fuck it.
Maybe the movie will make more sense.
Somehow, the movie starring The Miz has been the most competent movie we have watched for our Christmas picks.
At least that one had a Christmas camel toe.
Yes. Wait, there's still time. There could be a Christmas camel toe in this movie somewhere.
I don't know. There's a Christmas everything else.
I've just realized they're both wearing the exact same wardrobe for the last 3-4 scenes. Spirits that are
talking to me are in- I don't know.
They're drinking because they're in this movie, that's why. This isn't acting, they're legit drunk.
We don't even know what her job is. This is like, you know, the pretend jobs they have in the room. You're a very successful businesswoman.
Could this movie be The Room of Christmas Movies?
No, I think it is.
It's not there yet.
Not there yet. It needs something more insane.
Totally getting there. What? And
your parents paid for absolutely. You went to Yale, your parents paid for your college tuition, even though you were 7 years old at the time, they paid for it.
This character was written like it was meant to be played by, you know, a person in their 40s, not someone who's like 12.
Exactly. It has to say something where she like makes Ariana Grande look younger by comparison. Or even older, I should say.
They should have switched the roles. Like, this lady should have been the mum, and she should have been the psychic.
Yep. That's
what I said. It would have made more sense.
I like her drunk acting. She had the shot and was like, whoa. All over the place.
So she's basically saying your husband had to work for everything he ever got in his life, and you were just handed everything. It's like, okay, what's the point?
Try to guilt trip her, bitch.
Yep. I don't get this movie.
Did I ever tell you that about the time I stormed the Capitol?
Who he was. Oh, God. How
am I doing so far? I would not be surprised if this character would do that. Or anyone in this movie would.
I don't know what's going on, and I don't know why, and I'm scared, and I don't like this.
Her drunk acting is amazing. It's like not even drunk acting.
Acting?
I'm Derek Robbins again!
What is this? Her
schemed against me. Wait a second. Is Eric Roberts the shooter? And these are like interviews with the... Because there's a gun right there.
I don't know.
Is this an ad? Because the screen's gone black.
I don't know. I don't know. Why are we watching this movie?
We're at 39:32, and it is an ad. And it's...
Morning Fresh again.
Save us, Morning Fresh.
Morning Fresh, keep us clean from this movie. I feel forever dirty clean. Watching this movie.
I know. Oh, it's a short ad too. It's only Morning Fresh. We are almost halfway, thank fuck.
Where are we now?
You know, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if that was not an ad. It's just if the Morning Fresh ads were part of the movie.
Oh, no. No internet connection.
Hold on. This is a first.
This is a first. Tubi said nope and just cut the movie off.
That's all for today, folks.
That's never happened in the history of this show. Where the
movie is not coming back.
This movie, this didn't happen during Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny, which and this was the movie that broke team. It's like, no, we're not going to show this movie anymore.
Nope.
Okay, I apologize. It is my internet connection. I am on a Wi-Fi that I've never used before.
Yeah, so keep it at the time where we had it before. You know what? 39.
Let's end the movie. Let's end the podcast right here. That's a sign.
Yeah, do we need any more? No, that's right. I know where we were. Movie... We're at.
Okay, we're about. Back.
In the history of the show, we have never not finished a movie. I think this should be the first time.
Oh, it's starting again. Hold on. Okay, we'll start it from 39:22. We are back.
Yes.
Boom!
It is kind of where we were. Okay.
I hope Eric Roberts got paid a lot of money for this movie.
Okay, so we're pretty much back to Eric Roberts. So. Now
he feels different. It really does show, like, Eric Roberts will do any movie, won't he?
Yeah, and I lost my subtitles.
He came to this movie for 1 hour, did his lines, and just went home.
I am so confused. What is he? Is he the shooter?
I think he is the shooter.
They paid him in weed.
Yeah. So she's having. So that was her vision. I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on.
I like her line just there. I will admit the line she said just there. These spirits bring out the spirits.
Mm.
Yeah, what? That was not good. That was no.
Oh, Eric Roberts is the shooter. Because she just said, I keep seeing that clown nut job.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Martin Cove was the clown nut job.
No, I think that was the guy who owned the theater who gave it to his daughter who was in the vision. That's what I kind of could work out from the subtitles.
Now we're saying these plot things out loud. It really doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. Three-tiered event. I don't. Few friends first, then. I don't know.
I'm not even joking. I have not been bewildered by such a movie since Night Killer.
I have not been this confused since Night Killer.
At least Night Killer had boobs.
That is true.
This doesn't have that. This has this lady.
It has this woman acting like a boob.
And I don't want to see her
acting like a boob. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry.
I don't know. I'm enjoying the insanity of this movie because I have no idea what's going on. Oh, and he's dreaming again. He's not even making an effort to make it look bully. Oh, there's cloud killers everywhere.
What? Now we're back to Eric Roberts again. Eric Roberts, can you please come on this podcast?
I will hit him up. I'm sure he would.
I reckon he will.
Let's get him to watch a movie with us.
We'll pay him $20. We'll pay him $20 and give him a sandwich, and he'll say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can give him some weed.
I'm gonna tweet it right now. I'm going on my Twitter. And
Send him a DM. Say, will you watch one of your movies on Tubi Tuesday with us?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm able to DM him. I'll have to just tag him.
See what happens.
Eric Roberts, would you please consider being a guest on the...
No, don't even say being a guest. Say, watch one of your movies on our podcast with us.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll try.
We would love it. We're huge fans.
Would you please consider joining us on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast to watch one of your amazing films on Tubi? Wait, does this make sense? Dear Eric Roberts, would you please consider joining us on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast to watch one of your amazing films on Tubi?
You can even
sincerely.
You can pick whatever you want.
And you can pick the film. Sincerely. Sincerely.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Sincerely. The 2B Tuesdays.
No, sincerely. Sincerely, two Australians and a Canadian.
Sincerely. Two yes. Australians and one
Canadian.
I can't type. One Canadian.
Can you fit all that in?
I did, and I'm going to add a GIF of Eric Roberts to the Eric Roberts tweet.
Okay, why do I get the feeling, again, so far this movie is basically the sister, mother, daughter. Yeah, I know! That's it, that's a snowman pillow. I try to be. But what I was just to say, look, it even the nose sticks out, but
the ew, sister, mother, it's one of those pillows!
Ew!
I will pop 4D if he says yes.
I'm going to say this. I'm making a prediction. Basically, so far in this movie, like the sister, mother, daughter is going around finding about her husband, learning all these things that she didn't know about her husband, and now the movie's going to end basically feeling she's going to feel guilty because, like, the fact that she didn't know all these things about her husband is the reason why I went to the theater and possibly got shot there. So it's really going to demonize this woman.
I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why. I apologize.
She was crying because she got the phone call that she got the part in this movie.
She was crying because she realized there's half an hour left.
What is this? What's going on now? Who are these people? It's Martin Cove, again.
Why should he worry about letting his father go? He couldn't be expected to do everything right.
Wow, those line readings of Martin Cove, he's not even giving any effort whatsoever.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm scared.
Now, wait a second. So, Martin Cove...
Right in saying that I can't be loyal to everything at once.
So
my loyalty is with my father only.
And so, Mr. Palace, I need you to. Martin Cove thinks that his dad was the one who was the shooter.
Okay.
I don't Maybe. Know. So he's still alive? You
left your door. Well, he's disappeared. No, his body hasn't been found. Do it on purpose,
though. I know that. I'm so lost. What is this?
How did this kid have his number?
Is he in heaven? Or is he... What is this? Cold. That's
scary. Yeah, that's New Jersey, all right. Sure, where you are, but
I don't know where my father is. Why does it look like he's in another dimension? Streamline. James Whitmore
was the security officer at my school. Martin Cove is wearing from the Steven Seagal collection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's Steven Seagal. I came here because Martin Cove stole my wardrobe, and he also stole 4 pizzas, 10 buckets of KFC, a couple of chocolate bars, and also a stick of celery because, you know, I got to watch my diet.
You Jack Gobs on this podcast, head name Charles Bronson month. Where's Steven Seagal month?
If you don't do Steven Seagal, I'm Steven Seagal 1, and that's my clone Steven Seagal 2, so that way we can make at least 20 movies a year between the two of us.
If Eric Roberts won't watch a movie with you guys, I will, but I'm not getting out of this chair.
Exactly. We're going to do Steven Seagal month with Steven Seagal in every movie.
Somebody get me a carrot.
Indeed.
You know this movie is doing jack shit when we have so many guests just popping in and out on this show.
You know it's a bad slash good one slash bad one when we start just doing bits and characters.
Yes. Wait, so that was a dream sequence?
Apparently.
Sure, why not?
What is going on?
I don't know, shut up!
And that's the same office as before.
And this is the same photo of the dad!
They only have the one photo of the dad for each scene.
he looks at least 50 years too old for her.
Well, to be fair, she was a child bride.
To be fair,
and there's a little Christmas tree.
Yes.
Can't forget having some kind of a decoration.
See, her setup, Christmas-wise, in her office, at least is reasonable. It's like one or two things, and that's about it.
Perfect. So we meet in 10 in the Eisenhower conference room.
What the...
For a second there, I thought that was Chris Elliott.
Oh, jeez. I don't know why that was funny.
He's coming in with his little hand. I'm going to put it in the mashed potatoes.
Ew. What movie was that from?
Scary Movie 2.
Thank you.
Which we could obviously do for this show.
She's like, fucking bitch, you don't have enough Christmas shit in here.
I just took it from your living room. Yuck.
Jesus. How far are we into this movie? Okay, we're over halfway. Thank fuck.
Oh, she is Louise Lasser. She's like upset that her students yet to get her a bottle of wine.
Has anything actually happened in this movie yet?
No.
And apparently she's upset with the sister, mother, daughter because she's the weird... She didn't do much as a wing woman when they were out together?
Yeah, she
don't
did.
Know.
She didn't get her Christmas camel toe tingled.
And with a pounding headache. It seems you're seeing things about Bob... what happened that night, but I came to you to figure out if he was alive.
I'm so confused.
Not much in the evidence the police found.
I'm so confused and I don't know what's going on.
Maybe he didn't even go to the theater, because like if there was a shooting massacre, they didn't find his body. It's obviously he disappeared, or he's actually the shooter himself.
I don't know! I want to go home! Why are we watching this? What was I thinking?
See, if this movie had a bigger budget, the psychic teacher, she would be played by Diane Keaton.
If the last 2 weeks have taught us anything on the show, there's a difference between a good bad movie and a terrible bad movie.
Yes.
I don't even know where this one sits.
I don't know. It's just so weird.
Unless there's a big twist at the end with like a big reveal, I don't think there's any sense in this flick.
I think this kid needs to go back in time and save his dad or something that needs to happen. I don't know.
I want this kid to like karate the shit out of Eric Roberts.
Yeah. Or karate the shit out of Martin Cove.
Both of them at the same time. What is up with her jacket? It's like a patchwork jacket.
I want that kid doing Boyka-style spin kicks.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, shit. That's how we link it. That kid is Boyka's illegitimate kid.
Yes!
With a sister wife.
Yes!
Boyka's the father. That's why he's obsessed with karate. There you go.
And he's not their natural child because he's adopted.
We're going to save this film. We're going to use the Tubi Cinematic Universe to save this film. So
yes, we will. We will. I don't know how, but we will. We will.
It's like this movie like went up to Tommy Wiseau, challenged him to write a Christmas movie, and this is what he wrote.
At least Tommy Wiseau stuff has balls. This movie has no balls.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waiting for the balls. The kind of balls this movie has is like, let's do a subplot where there's a theater shooting with a person in a clown mask, and let's have someone called Aurora. And that's the kind of balls this movie has.
This movie doesn't even have any jingle balls.
Exactly.
Or camel toes. Just saying.
This psychic teacher, the actress playing her, is going at this performance like she's going to try to win an Oscar.
He really is.
Well, I didn't marry him. You want to see him die?
What the? I didn't marry him. I didn't want to see him die. What the fuck kind of line of dialogue is that?
And he won't die. And this
COVID isn't real.
I'm so confused.
She really did raid Diane Keaton's wardrobe for her character. I'm convinced.
I broke both of our hearts.
I don't know what she's talking about or why all these people do is talk about nonsense in this film and none of it makes any sense. I want to see the miracle and the karates and the whatever.
So is the kid going to fight in Martin Cove's dojo in the movie theater as part of the tournament?
I mean, I hope so, because what's the point of, like, literally everything in this movie so far?
I have to get to that meeting.
Really? You really want to give up your husband for some stupid bonus?
What the hell?
Everyone's guilt-tripping the sister, daughter, mother over everything.
I don't know why!
That's not her fault her husband decided to, like, go to a theater, disappear during a shooting, and go get a packet of cigarettes.
I don't know what's going on.
If you are going to fake your death, that is one way to do it.
Yes,
it is one way to do it.
Why today?
And it somehow involves Eric Roberts and Martin Cove in this thing.
And you are a Scrooge.
How now she has the sister mother a Scrooge? What is going on?
What's going on? This is weird.
I don't like that everyone is guilt-tripping this mother. I do not like it.
I do not like whatever this movie is. Wait, what? Why are we here?
It's the leading tower of nativity scenes.
Yeah, this is definitely...
The dad looks a fucking 100 years too old for her. I can't.
I think we're at another ad, because the screen's gone black.
Either that or Tubi said, fuck this movie.
Yep. What's the time, Marcy? 54:57.
It's morning fresh again for the fourth time.
And no love, honey, or even like
nope.
What's the other one? Wild Secrets. So upsetting.
And we're back. Anyway, 55.
55 minutes.
And yes, we could clearly see that Bob is about 100 years too old for her. No.
And this movie is going out of its way to paint Bob as a saint.
Look, I know. What is up with this?
How is there no snow in New Jersey at Christmas? Bob,
come here. It's obviously they shot this film during the summer.
No. Yes. It's too sunny for them to be that rugged up, let's be real.
There's no breath coming out of their mouth.
There's not even a little bit of whiteness of the snow.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do close-ups of the face. You can see the sweat pouring down from because they have to wear all these clothes during the summer.
Because it's plus 25 out there.
The husband Bob really does look like he's 60 years old.
He does!
Bob was standing at that tree.
He really does!
These psychic visions are, like, bizarre.
I don't know what we're watching or why. Why do we do this podcast?
Marcy, you're now fired from the podcast.
Fuck you! I'm never fired.
Batch is the only host of this show left.
I'm never fired.
Is that when the show becomes To Be Fair over on Pop 14 Network?
Yes.
Very much so. I think next year we have to do more like Hallmark Christmas movies next year rather than
these. Yeah, we will actually. Yeah. Tell you something. Let's get recommendations from my mum on what to watch next Christmas.
I'm sure Mrs. Batchel will get one with you. So.
Yes.
And next week it'll be our Patreon voted pick, and our poll is for Tubi Originals, so who knows what we're in for, but I'm scared already.
I know, so am I.
Okay. I'm scared.
But, to be fair, this movie is terrified me as we're watching it.
I don't know what this is, and I don't like it.
Your hat is huge.
At least I haven't walked off the podcast like last week.
Not yet.
Not yet.
The key word is yet.
I feel like I will, to be honest. I meant to be fair.
It's not cold!
It's got a heater.
Her hat is huge. It takes up 40% of the screen.
I have no idea what's going on. Wait, there's a knock at my door.
Oh, who is it?
What's that?
Uh-oh.
To be fair, this film is shit.
Oh, thanks, Martha. I'm glad for that input.
Missed you, Martha.
We miss you, Martha. I like how all of our regular characters have made a comeback during this episode. Except for the one person who hasn't in this episode.
His name is Bob Genesis?
Bob Genesis!
Guys, I've been here all along. Don't let Louise know I'm under the table.
We'll try not to.
What's this score? It's like a bum 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 bum.
Craven, why are you under my table?
She frightens me.
Oh. She does. She does.
She's got the raw sexuality of a wild wombat.
No.
I've never made money on that. I'm gonna sue you.
Craven.
There we go.
Craven, do you like Christmas movies?
Fuck Christmas!
Okay, wow.
Jesus, Craven. No present for you then.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
I think Craven's upset because he's never been cast in a Christmas movie.
Oh, I got a Christmas movie in me. Craven's Christmas Camel Doll.
All right, we're gonna pitch Tubi this as a Tubi original movie and make it happen next year.
It's got boobs. It's got weed. It's got Christmas. It's got me. Kids
don't even like it. Oh jeez. Okay.
And no Louise Lasseter.
Oh, finally, yeah. The kids doing funny or something.
Kick some ass. Punch him in the balls.
There's a croc in the background, just one!
It's a single croc. And he's humping the floor!
Why?
That's my move.
Okay, I think I've actually had a legit knock at the door. I think there's mail. Give me 2 seconds, I gotta check it.
Okay, Graham's leaving. Okay.
It's pretty.
See, that kid's lazy. His mom, his sister daughter mom, is now painting his little crappy birdhouse.
Worst karate ever.
I don't buy the trivia that says that this kid was a blue belt during the making of this movie.
That's some bullshit.
Yes.
Jesse?
Where are the presents? Because that's the Christmas tree right there, and it's in the kitchen.
That kid ain't getting no presents.
Now, son, have you been doing shitty karate again?
They couldn't even afford Photoshop for the dad's photos. Ain't kidding, get no presents.
It's basically the same photo over and over again. That's how much they could afford for this movie.
Okay.
Okay, there's another photo of him there, so.
She looks almost the same height as the kid.
Well, to be fair...
To be fair...
Oh my god, he's actually wrapped the tree with the belt! I'll fix
it later. Wow.
Is that how this Christmas karate miracle is going to work?
That's not how tree decorating works.
And also, that's not how getting belts... It takes a while to get any belts. I mean, I haven't done karate personally, but I've known people who took years to get a black belt.
Good you thing this be- isn't... Good thing this isn't No Retreat, No Surrender, because RJ made fun of Jason for taking too long to get his belts.
Turns out Craven's the kid's karate teacher. He's just scamming him.
That actually makes perfect sense. It makes sense. Why did she bring the birdhouse?
Yeah, why did she bring it to the office?
You should keep it in the house. Jesus. What do
I want from you? Hey, now.
I want you to act, Janice. Oh, wait, that's not her name.
I know what this is! This is your... What is this movie and why? This is the new Jell-O. That was your... Why? I'm
sure she's... What is her job? Is it to do with food?
No, shut up!
Because he just said, basically, like, applesauce... One of your projects was something called Applesauce is the New Jell-O, so she must work in food?
I don't know.
Applesauce has nothing to do with Jell-O.
It's Christmas. I don't know.
Is this movie trying to insinuate that the mum works too much and she needs to spend time with her son? And
and my
Stop
son.
Trying to make this movie make any sense! Because the more you try to make it make sense, the less sense it makes!
I just had a pop-up on my computer says, now in game, Fortnite, No Way Home.
You know.
They're putting fucking Spider-Man skins in fucking Fortnite.
Yeah, you're still not going to get me to play Fortnite.
Well, since this movie's shit, how was No Way Home? Let's do some spoiler talk.
Spoilers? Tom Holland is in it.
Spoilers? It's a movie.
Yes.
But yes, I rate it very highly. Check it out. Avoid spoilers because it's a lot of fun when you can go and just watch it and just enjoy the experience of Spider-Man on the big screen.
Or spoil the shit out of it for yourself and still enjoy the movie because it's a good movie.
Yes,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, we all know who was in it the second they announced it, so that's not a surprise.
Yes. Yeah, but if we say it out loud, then it becomes true.
Yeah, we all know that Willem Dafoe and Alfred Molina are in it.
Yes.
What more could you want? Willem Dafoe did all his own stunts.
Exactly.
Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are Spider-Man in the movie.
Fuck you, Craven, with your fucking spoilers.
I'm not in it, I don't give a shit.
Such an asshole.
I didn't realize Craven wasn't in it.
They couldn't afford me.
Are we sure that Willem Dafoe is not playing this psychic teacher?
He might be.
What is going on about Frosty?
Frosty the Snowman.
It's Christmas Eve day, and I'm right in the middle of an important.
She's going on about Frosty needs a legitimate lawsuit. What?
That's not how. That's not how Zoom calls work.
For context, this is a 2019 movie.
Not sure what the Christmas plans are.
I like how they really blurred out the screen of that computer so nobody can get sued if there's copyrighted material.
What'd you do that for?
She just closed the screen, doesn't turn off the computer.
And it took her 10 minutes to open it back up again.
She was watching.
I don't open it!
She was watching Santa Claus and the ice cream bunny.
Yes.
It was just getting to the Jack and the Beanstalk part.
Ew.
No, wait. Her copy was the other one with Thumbelina.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Why did we watch that? That was worse. I think this is somewhat better, even if it's more confusing.
Oh, no. There's another psychic prediction. Evil laughing.
Evil laughing. It's Eric Roberts again.
At least that movie made me angry. I'm kind of ambivalent to this piece of shit.
Literally, I would not be shocked. Like I said this before, but Eric Roberts must have shot all his scenes in this movie in an hour during his lunch break.
I'm really sad to report he has not replied to the tweet.
Give him time.
To be fair, I only sent it like 10 minutes ago.
To be fair.
And also, to be fair.
Sorry.
Also, to be fair, he's probably busy shooting another 20 movies right now. Mm-hmm. Look at this green screen effects.
What is this? What?
Are these all the people who got killed at the shooting and they're in some kind of spiritual dimension? Where are they?
I don't know!
Some is as it seems, some is not.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, and I'm scared, and I want to go home. I am home, but that's not the point. I don't like it. What?
Oh, wait, she's alive? I thought
she's
dead.
Real.
She is real.
Thank God. Who's this guy?
What?
Wait, what? Is that a dream sequence within a dream sequence?
What is this? She needs to drink.
She really is Louise Lasser. Oh, wait a minute.
She really needs to drink.
On. I don't know who this imitator is. She's not Louise Lasser. She's just an imitator who thinks she can be like me by drinking. Because every time I drink, I black out and have visions, but it's mostly about my ex-boyfriend.
Louise, you just missed Craven. If you go outside right now, you could probably catch him.
Like
like seconds after.
All right, well, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go find that lovely boy Craven because he and I still need to go out on a date. So I'll be right back.
From the past or the present or the future or maybe some other place.
She is the worst psychic ever because she doesn't know what she's even talking about.
No.
What the fuck this is and why? I don't like it. I'm screaming. I'm sorry.
She's a bad psychic. She doesn't even know if her husband is alive or dead.
Well, she's saying she thinks she's alive, so I don't know. He's alive. I don't fucking know. Someone's alive and they need to go to a bar because she wants to get drunk.
Christmas future is there. And I need a drink.
And she still hasn't got her drink.
I think the drinking wasn't part of the script. It was what she was doing throughout this entire time for this movie. She's basically doing a Charles Bronson in Yes, Virginia, There's a Santa Claus in this
Why
movie.
Why does she look like she was dressed to go golfing?
I like how this bar is called the Front Porch.
What the?
That is a weird transition into this bar.
It's the,
what's going on.
It's the diner from a different angle.
Yes. It is, because it looks like that they were on that side of the bar before.
They're pulling a Shocking Dark right now. I see you, movie. I see what you're doing.
It is!
It is.
It really is amazing.
Wow. Look at her hat.
That's like what something... I said. Why does she look like she's ready to go golfing?
I know. That's like a hat a 70-year-old old white man would wear.
They just changed the lighting and filmed it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
Sons of bitches.
They really have. They really have. I'm so confused.
Come back. You got to star in the shitty movie with me.
Elizabeth.
You're alive?
Who? What? Who is this?
You upset me, but you didn't kill me.
What?
Who is this dude?
It's been almost 20 years.
Is this her ex-husband?
You know,
for breaking up the reunion. But let me guess.
I'm so lost.
He is her ex-fiance.
But what's going on?
No, it's just that obvious.
Well, look. I'm so confused.
You found me. I'm out of here. Deuces.
Yeah.
This movie is throwing so much shit at the screen, and I can't keep up with any of it.
I am so confused. I don't know what this is.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Also, do you have some whiskey I can drink?
Yep. And she's gonna start crying.
Is that her character's journey just to find out what happened to her ex? So she wasn't even looking... I mean, I could be completely wrong, so forgive me, but was she just going on about her long-lost lover, ex-fiancé, and not her husband? What? Quick, two shots of Johnny Walkers. There's still 10 minutes of this movie I have to do.
Yeah, literally, there is.
I got that right, 10 minutes.
All right, someone get me a rotor phone. I got to make some phone calls to the psychic hotline.
Because there's a lot more better psychics out there than me.
We got to call Louise Lasser.
So she got her tunes all wrong. It wasn't her Bob that she was looking for. She was looking for Mark.
I mean, it's happy for you, but it's...
And so Bob is dead?
What I was expecting for me and Jesse. That sounded like Bob's voice.
That sounded like a dog barking.
Bob, come back. Don't go for more cigarettes. He's in the toilet. Leave him alone. He's doing his shit.
he's doing coke in the bathroom. Leave him alone.
This dude definitely looks like he was doing coke in the bathroom.
That looks nothing like Bob.
Okay, that guy just stole the whole movie.
Be careful, because Art the Clown was in that bathroom too. We know what he does in there.
Mm-hmm. We know what happens in those bathrooms.
What, you know, I'm really, really feeling
really sorry.
I'm sorry you had to be in this movie with me.
She has literally squinted through this whole film.
She's basically trying to be the female Charles Bronson. Hello. That's what he wanted. Hey, it's me, Charlene Bronson.
Charlene Bronson.
I'm Charles Bronson's sister. I've been drinking white whiskey all day and have long hair and I have psychic powers, which do not make any sense. Maybe it's because I've been drinking too much whiskey and it's messing up my brain.
I don't know what's going on and I'm scared. I don't like this.
I know now. He's gone.
After
cigarettes.
All this, yes. So after all this, Bob is dead.
Bob had to go look for cigarettes over in Alaska.
His love. I'm so confused. What is this movie?
But Bob can't be dead because they haven't found his body.
And it's called A Karate Christmas Miracle.
So basically the miracle was for the psychic teacher learning that her ex-fiance was alive.
And he just pissed off when he saw her.
Yeah. I mean, it's happy that she's got closure now, but still, we've been following the wrong miracle this entire time. I do see that. I want
you to know that I maybe just... she's like, oh, the real gift is Bob's love. But I do see that. Oh my god. And we haven't even seen the kid. None of this movie has been with the kid learning karate and kicking things off the list.
I think what is this? Like, I would not be surprised if the kid's running time throughout this movie is probably 15, 20 minutes. Maybe even less. A family.
My mom and daddy are here from West Virginia, so I'm going home to them.
Wait, her parents are there.
I really don't know. Tomorrow afternoon. I don't know.
When is this Christmas Eve? When is Jesse supposed to get his black belt?
Thank you, Elizabeth.
He must be the fastest student in history to get a black belt. He should be in the Guinness Book of Records. And also, remind me after this podcast to change my name to Jesse Genesis.
I really don't know what this is.
And there's that drone shot again.
I don't know.
And Batch is checked out.
Pretty much.
And I think we're up to another ad. Again, because the screen's gone
God,
black.
Oh, God, please but don't stuff is, up.
It's hot. Okay, we're at 1 hour, 15 minutes. Oh, no, we're back to the movie. No, wait, it's an ad. 1 hour, 15 minutes, and 33 seconds.
It's for Audis again.
See, I'm confused because this movie cuts to black a lot, and it's hard to find out whether it's actually from the movie or the actual ads.
And we still get Morning Fresh. One squirt is all you need.
Ew.
That's what it says! That's one Louis. Squirt is enough!
That's
and Louis. We're back.
That's Louise Lasser's catchphrase.
So 1 hour, 15 minutes, and now 40 seconds. Oh, one, and he's hopping the floor again, that
one
kid.
One squirt is all you need.
He's going to keep popping that floor until he gives that floor one squirt.
He's really wearing Crocs.
That's not how you get your black belt, kid.
Who are these two?
That's the psychic teacher's parents who she just brought to their house for Christmas.
Do you want me to hold the board?
I would like to hold the board.
That doesn't look like an old lady. It looks like a person in a wig.
I was going to say the same thing. Looks like a 20-year-old in a white wig with old glasses. That's
what I'm talking about. I think a man. And he looks her age. Oh my god.
Oh wait, it's her mom and dad.
Her parents. God.
This movie confuses me.
They look way too old to be her parents.
Right. They look like her great grandparents.
Yes, I was gonna make that joke.
What is this?
Is he gonna break the board? It's gonna be in slow motion. Here we go. Wait a second! There's the husband! He's back!
What?
He broke a board and his dad returned.
He's a zombie coming in the back door. Kick his ass.
God! Where has he been?
He
From where?
He escaped? He escaped? Where was he held up?
What the fuck just happened?
Oh, was he kidnapped? What is going on?
I don't know.
Oh, so the black belt was right there on the table. He didn't even go to his, like, class. I'm convinced he stole all these belts. He stole all these belts from school and has been pretending like he's achieving all of them.
Oh my god.
It's a miracle.
What is this?
Where did the dad go? Why? Was he kidnapped? Was he in another dimension? Where did he come from?
Wizard
of the movie ends there.
That's it? What about all the other stuff?
Oh my
what
god.
Happened? What is going on?
What was this?
Oh my
wow.
God. The co-writer and producer of this movie is the father of the kid.
I don't know what we just watched. I'm scared.
Oh, what? There's so many questions I need answered.
So, the movie ends with him humping the floor, breaking a piece of plywood, and his dad just walks in through the back door.
Yes!
Yep.
And where was the dad? Where did he go? Did he get a pack of cigarettes? Was he locked in another dimension somewhere? Did the killer of Eric Roberts hold him and other people up somewhere? There's so many questions I didn't answer.
None of this made any sense.
And clearly this movie was a family affair because a lot of people had the same last name as the co-writer and producer.
Yep. I don't know what we just watched or why.
Like I said, I have not been confused by a movie since Night Killer. At least that movie made sense by the end of it.
I really don't know what the fuck just happened. I don't think we need to watch the credits. I am pausing it right now.
Let's wrap it up.
That was a Karate Christmas miracle. I apologize. I don't know what the fuck we watched. None of that made any sense. You can hate me all you like because this one's on me.
A batch.
Yeah.
Is Marcy officially fired and I can be reinstated as co-host?
Marcy's on probation.
Damn it.
And I'm still fired. Just for this one episode.
No, you're not even on probation.
You know what, Bede? Merry Christmas. You're not fired.
Yay!
And how? I don't know how I could fire anybody. This is not my show. I'm just on it. This is your guys' show. So I have no authority to fire anybody on this show.
Okay, well, if you made it this far into the podcast, thank you for actually listening and taking this weird journey of a Karate Christmas miracle with us. None of us will ever be the same again.
I know I won't be.
No.
There's so many.
None of us will
see,
be.
This has to say something when a David Lynch film made more sense than this film.
Yeah. But anyway, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can find the Super Network on all of your main social media platforms. We have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook group. We have a Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can find all the links in the show description. And yes, you can find me personally at twitter.com/supermarcy. And you can ask me why the hell did I pick this movie. And you can follow me on Letterboxd under super_Marcy. And you can check out our To Be Tuesdays list that I have there with all my ratings for what I've watched that we've done. And you can subscribe to Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork and show some support and check out our early access to podcasts and the occasional video podcasts. Bede, what about you?
People want to find me personally. They can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine or my Letterboxd page at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. And I promise there'll be more stuff coming soon because I'm way behind on my, at least at the time of this recording, my latest editions of Bad Movie Tweet-a-thon. Don't worry, they'll be coming. But also, Marcy, at the time of this recording, we have something else to plug. because you and I have recently filmed a guest appearance on the YouTube TV show, Slumber Party Sleepover, which our good friend Mike D is the co-host of. So and that will be out before Christmas Eve. So everyone stay tuned to that episode and you can see Marcy and I and a few of our friends and family appear in a small little segment in that episode.
And you can check it out on Splathouse Productions on YouTube. And check out the show in general, not just because we're on it or going to be on it.
Exactly.
And Batch.
Well, you can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, over on the Pop4D Network. So where me and Mr. Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to the present day. Make sure you follow Pop4D on all our social medias at Pop4D, and follow us on our Facebook group at Pop4D, where we talk all things comics, movies, gaming, television, and professional wrestling.
Yes, be sure to check all of that out, and once again, thank you for somehow sticking with us for this one. And tune in next week for episode 48 with our Patreon-voted pick of a Tubi original movie. So, until next time, we'll see you next Tuesday, everyone.
See you next Tuesday, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Oh, God, I just realized this is what we're going out on Christmas with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Happy holidays.
Maybe Bob is just trying to reach you and Jesse from some other world or something.
You saw Bob here? At your college?
Yeah. This is definitely, definitely the place.
Mom, I have a message for you.
I need you to tell me if my husband is alive or dead.
Dad will be coming home soon when I prove that I earned my black belt.
Some is as it seems, some is not.
That can't be. He disappeared with Whitmore, like seconds after the shooting.
That sounded like Bob's voice.
He's stronger than all of us put together.
Bob! Bob!
Yeah, there are times I'm afraid.
Oh my God. Oh my dear God!
Do you think he's alive?
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.